Velo prosperista. Lift up your right hand. See, on the mountains of Zion, there's a healing stream. I receive my healing. I receive my healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Clap your hands for the Lord. Clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. I can hear your amen. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Oh, our God is an excellent God. Our God loves excellence. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. One of the quotes I wrote some time ago is, God is the busiest, but he never misses church. Have you realized? All over the world, he never misses church. But I pray that you receive from the mountain of Zion. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Lift up your right hand. Say thank you, Lord. Bless your word. In Jesus' name. You will not see shame. I decree to anybody on the verge of failure and shame that you will not see shame. I say you will not see shame. Say to yourself 3 times, I will not see shame. I will not see shame. I will not see shame. Amen. Amen. He's an excellent God. God loves excellence. I want you to desire for excellence. Praise the Lord. I said you will not see shame. And when I got there, I just said it clearly. And I'm saying it to you, you will not see shame. Praise the Lord. Over the past 2 weeks, I have been speaking about the power of focus. Today, I want to speak to you the last of the series, the power of a disciplined mind, or the power of a sound mind. Say the power of a sound mind. I can hear you. The power of a sound mind. Watch me closely. Watch me closely. How many of you have tried to pray for 1 hour before? 30 minutes, anything. Just lift your hand and see. Good. Now put those hands down. How many of you, during the prayer, you realize that your mind was thinking about something else during the prayer? Oh, good. How many of you stopped the prayer and did that thing and came back to pray? Oh, God bless you for your faith, honesty. Ah. Now, that's a very dangerous thing, you know that? And I know we are quick to say the devil likes to distract us in prayer, but you know something? Our minds have not been disciplined enough to be able to stay focused on something maybe for even an hour. Let's not go too far to prayer. Right now in this room, as I'm speaking now, I am sure there's at least one person here thinking about something else. If you are that person, lift up your hand. Oh, yes. Oh, well, we had about 3 people. I like that. Right now, you realize sometimes you are in a meeting with somebody and they are talking and you are just not there. Why does that happen? Because your human mind, your faculties of thinking, your seats of emotions has not been disciplined enough to stay put. It takes you about 10 to 15 minutes when you're in prayer before you can actually go through the ceiling, and like now you are so focused. And the moment you get focused, I will make it a bit practical. Oh, Father, thank you for this morning. Oh, Father, can I have a phone? Father, I give you praise. I give you honor. Thank you, Lord. Father, beep, 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 beep. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay, okay. Alright. Shandala bayadala 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 bayadayada. Sapayadala bayadalayada. Ah. Okay. Padaya, thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It happens. If it happens to you, clap your hands for Jesus. But I pray for you that after today's message, that the Holy Ghost will strengthen your mind, that you'll be able to focus mentally. Amen. That is a very, very indisciplined mind. Highly untrained. Many people here, even when they are maybe home or in a meeting, even in school, they can be in school and still be doing another thing. I assure you, today, by the time I'm done, somebody would have sent a WhatsApp message. Somebody would have read a WhatsApp message. Somebody would have gone to Facebook a little bit. Somebody would have thought about, what will I do after church? I pray that we have a focused mind. And that we'll be able to form good habits. The conventional thinking, can you hear me? The conventional thinking is that if you want to form a new habit, something you can do without thinking, you would have to practice it for a minimum of 21 days. If I want to develop a habit of prayer every day, you have to, number one, you set the goal, and then you decide to do it for the next 21 days. If you want to pray an hour every day, so every day, 5 o'clock, you are up. Yaba, 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 6, you stop. You have to do it every day for a minimum. It doesn't mean that when you do the 21 days, now it will happen. No. The reason why they came up with this was a certain doctor called Dr. Maxwell Maltz. And in the 1950s, he was a surgeon. So he did amputation. He cuts people's legs and hands off. And he realized that anytime he cuts somebody's leg off, the person, we call it in medicine, phantom limb. The person keeps thinking that the leg is there. So they get up and they can even fall. But then he realized it took them a minimum of 21 days before they realized that, I don't have a leg. Before a new mental appreciation of the change took place. Now, even newer research proves that so people started doing things just for 21 days. They start jogging. Maybe you want to lose some weight. So they start jogging for 21 days. And you see, if you're unable to keep the minimum of 21 days, a lot of you here, you're already smiling. You start doing something. Day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, that's it. Then you stop. Then you start again. It never works. But if you can keep at it, the newer studies prove that you need on average 66 days, 2 months. And other people, for them, it took 8 months. So 2 to 8 months to form a habit that you can just get up to do without even thinking. How many of you are ready to form new habits? But I'm praying for you that you form a new habit of prayer, a new habit of reading the word, a new habit of studying. Mental, your mindset will have to endure about 66 days of continuous training on a particular thing for it to become your habit. But I'm praying that this year you form new habits. I'm praying that you form new habits. Amen. Because many Christians have a very, very weak mind. They are not disciplined in their mind. It shows in our churches. It shows in our meetings. The moment you try to bring a little bit of order, people try to resist you. Hey, where do you know power? Where do I know my sin? Because they have not been able to have a very focused mental picture. You see, you have to be able to have a very strong mind. Any mind that is not disciplined stands the risk of not achieving anything great in their life. If you think I am lying, turn around and look at home, look at people around you, friends. There are certain people, they are 40 years, but they have not been able to keep their mind disciplined to do one thing. Successful people are people of habit. They wake up every 4 a.m. every day. Pastor Adiboye says he prays, he goes on a prayer walk every day between a certain time. It doesn't matter where he is, whether he's in America, whether he's in Asia, he will still go and do that prayer work. Successful people are a people of habit. Show me a habit you have mastered. Other than beep, 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 beep. Show me a habit you have mastered. I pray 3 hours a day. I pray 4 hours a day. I read 2 chapters a day. And I do it. I do it. You have to develop a habit. You don't have to be double-minded. Look at James chapter 1, verse number 5 to 8. He talks about the danger of not having a disciplined mind. He said, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives liberally, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith. Somebody say faith. Without doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by every wind. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. He is double-minded and unstable in all his ways. This is a very dangerous thing. The Bible is saying that if you cannot keep a disciplined mind when you come before God, let not that person think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. Have you seen the reason why some prayers are not answered? Because when you were in prayer with God, then you remembered how that guy did not treat you well. And then you broke your focus. Prayer that is a real prayer. It doesn't matter how much you shout. You need to be able to have a focused mind. It is when you go to God and you are praying, and then your mind goes somewhere else. Remember, you cannot. You have to be able to be focused. Say, I'll be focused in prayer. Say, I'll be focused in prayer. Isaiah 26 verse 3, I've been quoting it. It says, thou shalt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. If you can stay focused on God, if you can keep your mind on him, irrespective of what you are going through, he will keep you in perfect peace. He will keep you in perfect peace. There are people who fail in the discipline of their mind and they commit suicide. Some will resort to drugs. Some go and take alcohol. Many people will do a lot of things. But you, if you will stay focused on God, he will give you perfect peace. Hallelujah. The blessed man of Psalm 1 that we read was a man who had a disciplined mind. Psalm 1 verse number 1 and 2. Read.
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
1 and 2 is fine. Listen to me. He says that, can you hear me? He says, blessed is the man. Now, the man was not blessed because we prophesied on him. The man was blessed because he set certain goals and he set his mind to achieve them. He set his mind that he will not join the Gossipers Association. He set his mind that he will not go for ungodly counsel. The blessed man of someone, he purposed not to do certain things. Now, he said, I will not walk among sinners. I'm sure there were certain days in his life that he felt he should go with some friends. There were certain days in his life that he felt he should join the council of the ungodly. There were days you decide, I want to do this and I want to start this company. I want to do this. I want to go to school. I want to join the Navy. I want to do something. Occasionally, once you are working towards it, I want to lose some weight. Once you are working towards it, there are days you feel like, oh, today let's do some banku. Today let's take some pork. So there are days you will miss it. But this man, the Bible says, he had a very strong mind and he decided that even when he felt he should miss it, he would not. You need a very disciplined mind. Lift up your right hand and say, I need a disciplined mind. I need a disciplined mind. I'm praying for you that you will be able to have a disciplined mind. A disciplined mind says, I will pray 2 hours a day, and he does it. A disciplined mind says, I want to grow in the Lord. I want to fast every Tuesday, and they will do it. That is a disciplined mind. I pray that we'll get there. Paul said, this one thing I do, forget about the things which are behind. I set my eyes on the prize. I lay my focus on that thing. Discipline mind. Make your mind focused to do something. You need to have a plan till you become so disciplined in your mind that you don't need a plan to help you anymore. Do whatever sensible and reasonable it is you can do to keep to that goal. I want to pray 3 hours a day. Leave, go into a solitary place and pray. Don't wait. Don't discuss with nobody. It will not work. The intimacy you can get from having a very disciplined mind. Say, I'll be disciplined. Say, I'll be disciplined. Don't just leave. People, where are you? Oh, you know, I'm just after church. It's Sunday. Oh, okay. I mean, I'm going to eat some omutu. Oh, do you want to go? I say, young guy. You shouldn't say yes to every invitation. It only means you are not prepared mentally. No. I said you should learn to say what Nehemiah said in Nehemiah 6:3. He said, four. He said that, I'm doing a great work. Why should I come down? Why should I come down? You need a disciplined mind. Write that song. You've been singing people's song for so long. Write that book. Start that company. Propose to that lady. Accept that proposal. Believe God. The power of a focused mind. Look for a focused mind. Look for a focused mind. Look for people with vision. Look for people who are focused in their mind. As a matter of fact, you need a very, very disciplined mind. Can I tell you 5 blessings of a very focused mind? It's there in your Bible. It's been there all along. Psalm number 1, verse number 3.
Psalm 1, verse 3. He shall be like a tree.
He shall be like a tree.
Planted by the rivers of
water. Look at that. He shall be planted. Say planted. Say planted. Say planted. He says when we're able to have a disciplined mind, you will be like a tree. Planted. A disciplined mind achieves what he wants. We make sure we achieve what we want. It's in you. Stop lazying about. It's in you. Set that goal. You see, if you are not able to focus, they are going to use your life and waste you. The government use you till 60 or 65. 60. And then they retire you. And the moment they retire you, it's as if that there's a curse on you. You feel very weak. All of a sudden, they start getting sick. They just come down. Nothing is not working. Their face changes because they've taken away a certain drive that they had. You don't need going from interview to interview. No. You need a sound mind. What do you need? I can't hear you. What do you need? What do you need? That's the first thing you need. Then the second thing is to be focused on God. To be what? I can't hear you. Then the third thing you need to do. If you are here and you don't have a job, if you are here and you are not doing anything, listen to me. Look for a problem. I said, look for what? Oh, I can't hear you. Look for a problem that has not been solved and solve it. You'll be very rich. Oh, clap. Yes, sir. Yeah. You are unemployed because you've not kept a sound mind. There's a deception going on. So what I'm saying is that you don't need a job. You need a sound mind to identify something. You need to pray and to be able to start something on your own. Start that company. Why can't you start it? Start it and be focused. Don't be distracted. It will work. Say it will work. Oh, say it will work. So the 5 blessings of having a focused mind. Number 1 is stability. Say stability. He says he shall be planted. You will be stable. I said you will be stable in the name of Jesus. The second thing is that he's planted by the riverside. That is, you flourish. You have an ability to flourish. Any tree that is planted by a riverside will never go dry. Fruitfulness is the third blessing. He says you bring forth fruits in its season. Number 4, you would always be evergreen. He says, its leaf will not wither. So the first one is stability. The second one is to flourish. The Bible says in Psalm 92 verse 13, that those who are planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. The third one is fruitfulness. The fourth one, it's evergreen. Your leaves will never wither. I prophesy to you, you will be stable. I prophesy in this year, you will be stable. I prophesy you will flourish. I prophesy you will be fruitful. I prophesy you will be evergreen. And then the final blessing of a focused mind is prosperity. Can I stay there for a while? He says, whatsoever he does, it shall prosper. It shall prosper. You need an idea to make the money your colleagues will not make in 10 years. You make it in a year. You just need an idea. Because whatsoever he doeth. Come on. Whatsoever a person who is focused, a mind that is focused, a mind that is disciplined, whatsoever he doeth, it shall prosper. He can sell tomatoes, it will prosper. He can sell Gary, it will prosper. He can sweep the streets, it will prosper. Because his mind is focused. His mind is disciplined. His mind is disciplined. You need to be focused. Whatsoever he does shall prosper. Whatsoever. 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 Adia biara wabeyano. Esa ansa wadena ajuni atuwe uradi suntino. E uradi bema ayeye. He does not waver. He's not double-minded. He doesn't go into the presence of God and is thinking about something else. He is with God. He doesn't keep his phones by him. He's with God. Enunti adia biara. The Bible says, I think Psalm 91 says, because he has set his love upon me. Because he has set his love upon me. Oh, a son's ordinary daughter to me, Sunti. I will deliver him from any temptation. I will deliver him from evil. Because he has set his love upon me. No plague shall come near his dwelling. No evil shall befall him. Because he has set his love upon him. Set your mind on him. Set your mind on him. You are in a marriage. Set your mind on God. You are in a school. Set your mind on him. Be disciplined. One scripture that many people have found it, have not seen the good, well, they've not been able to appreciate it well, is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 7. And we're going to read that. 2 Timothy.
For God has not given us a spirit of fear. But of power, of love, and of a sound mind.
Can I preach that to you? Read it again.
For God has a spirit of fear.
You see, when you are afraid, you are not able to focus. When you are afraid, you are not able to focus. You have to be a master of something. You have to be a master of something. You have to be. You cannot live like this forever. You cannot. Even if things are not working. You know when they did this psychology people did the research about forming new habits. They saw that even during those 66 days. If you missed one day and you still went back to it. You will still make it. So if you messed up, get up and do it again. Do it again. You can make it. You have no idea the power of focus. I told you five blessings of focus. Where was a rift? There was a misunderstanding between Jacob and Laban. And Jacob said that you've been cheating me. So henceforth, the sheep, when they have their children, and they are all striped, stripes, okay? Or they are spotted, they will be mine. If there is no stripe or spots in them, it's in Genesis 30, right? Genesis 30, 34. If there's no spot or stripe in them, then they'll be yours. When he said that, Laban started laughing and said, okay, so listen to what he did. The power of a focused mind. Somebody say the power. Somebody say the power of a focused mind. He got the pregnant sheep And then he went to cut trees with stripes and spots. And the place they drink water, he put those trees there. So anytime they came to drink water, their eyes saw those spots. Their eyes saw those stripes. And he did it so many times that the moment they gave birth, the babies, that mental discipline had even formed in the skin of the children. The moment they gave birth, the little sheep, the little goats, all of them had spots and stripes. You are not focusing on something. Imagine you can focus on prayer for 2 hours a day. Imagine you can focus on fasting for 60 days. Imagine you can focus on reading the word. It will even show forth in your face. It will show forth. It will show forth. It can show. It can show. They just put trees there. They kept looking at it, kept looking. It is even believed that when you are pregnant and you listen to certain songs repeatedly, that child will come out knowing that song. I can imagine you staying in the Word of God. Innovation, innovation. Listen, may you and your, we were praying last night, we said, may this our family be a family at the center of inventions and innovations. May you and your children, may you and your ministry, may you be at the center of inventions and new things. May God open our eyes to the libraries in heaven and show us untapped mysteries, untapped resources that we can be able to solve those problems. Find the problem, solve it. Find the problem and solve it. If you identify a problem and begin to solve it, you will be employed. Thou shalt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. Lastly, let me tell you about Sister Ruth, that God married to Elimelech's children. Ruth and Orpah, they got married to Mahlon and Chilion. Set your mind on him. Set your eyes on him. Do not waver in your mind. Do not waver in your thoughts. Set your mind on him. Set your eyes on him. You can begin and you walk with him. Greater is he that is in you. Greater is he that is in you. Begin to do new things for the Lord. Break away from the monotony. Greater is he that is in you. Greater is he that is in you. You can make it. You can make it. Say to yourself, I 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 can make it. If you have failed, it doesn't mean you cannot make it. Set your mind on him. Set your eyes on him. Hebrews chapter 12, he says, wherefore, seeing that we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight of distraction that easily besets, and let us set our mind upon him, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. You can make it. You can make it. The bank will not determine who you are. That job will not determine who you are. There is something in you. There is innovation in you. There is creative ability in you. There is something that you are. You can do something that has not been done before. You are unique. You are peculiar. You stand with a God who has no limits. You can do this. You can do this. You can do it. You know what Jacob did when he put the sticks before those animals? It's scientific. It's taken the science community over 15,000 plus years to now identify what is epigenetics. That if you put animals there and you put a certain color before them, their fair colors will change. But he knew it by inspiration. What are you talking about? You see, Ruth and Orpah were married to two men. All of them, 10 years, they never had children. How many years? 10. Then their husbands died. Then their husband's father died. And that's a good place for you to become very depressed, isn't it? Isn't it? Yes. And then the mother-in-law said, I'm going to go. They were not focused, but they are not my problem today. I'm talking about Ruth. But the night before Naomi would go, Ruth and Orpah lay in the same room, but two different things were happening to them. Ruth had a very focused mind. He said, I'm not going back to the gods and idols of Moab. I'm not going back to this thing. I know when I follow this man and their family, we changed from our religion into the religion of Christ. But now that my husband is dead, I'm still not going to go back into this idol worship. I'm going to tell you why God chose and decided to bless Ruth. That night, Ruth had a mental picture of what she wanted. That night, Ruth had a decision. I am going to stick with this family forever. I'll be loyal to this movement. I'll be loyal to this decision. I will stick with this one. But that night, there was another lady lying in the same room who did not have a disciplined mind. Because she lost the husband, because she could not have a child, she thought it was over. And so she said, I will go back. I will go back. No. Say, I will not go back. Say, I will not go back. Lift up your hands. Begin to speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Say, I will not go back. Say, I will not go back. Say, I will not go back. You can make it. You can make it. That job cannot define you. You can make it. When they woke up, Naomi did not know that Ruth had a disciplined mind. Naomi did not know. She said, why are you following me? Go back. Go to your gods. Go to your family. Then Orpah just turned and said, thank you. And then she left. She went back to her gods. Orpah had seen the God of Israel in the house of Elimelech, but still decided to waver and go back to her God. Then Ruth said to Naomi, don't you dare tell me to turn back, mother-in-law. Don't you dare push me back. For where you go, there I will go. Even though my husband is dead, even though my father-in-law is dead, the God that they introduced me to is not dead. Where you go, there I will go. Your people shall be my people. Your God shall be my God. This is the evidence of a focused mind. Focused. The Bible says, Ruth, it says when she saw, Naomi saw that she could not persuade her easily anymore, she kept quiet. When you will be disciplined in mind, people cannot persuade you easily. Some of you even get easily persuaded into marriage and marry the wrong people. Some of you easily get persuaded into changing churches because for a moment things may appear not to be working. But if you keep your mind fixed upon him and say like Ruth said, your people shall be my people. The Jesus generation people shall be my people. This ministry shall be my ministry. This God shall be my God. If you are able to do that, the Bible says that this woman was cursed. She lived among cursed people. But when God saw the resolve of her mind, God removed her from the curse of her people. I prophesied to 5,000 people listening to me on this TV station that God is about to remove you from the curse of your home because your mind is stayed on him. This was a woman who was cursed. This was a woman who could not come into the presence of God. This was a woman whose marriage did not work. This was a woman who could not have children. How come she became the most important person for the birth of Jesus Christ? Because her mind was stayed on him. Thou shalt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. God looked at her and said, come on, I got to get this one out of her mess. I got to get this one out of the curse. I got to get this one out of the problem because she has a disciplined mind. God is about to remove you from that mess. He's about to position you. This is why Ruth became blessed, even if she decided not to go back to Bethlehem. Just the resolve of her mind was going to make her blessed. With the resolve of her heart was going to make her blessed. It's time for you to have a focused mind on God. But we have not received the spirit of fear again to be afraid, but we receive the spirit of power, the spirit of love, the spirit of a focused mind. Receive the ability, the spirit that enables you to have a focused mind. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate upon it day and night. Therein shall thou have good success. That is a result of a focused mind. Focused mind. You can do it. I challenge you, you can do it. Start that company. Do things that have not been done before. They may call you crazy, but do it. When it works, they will follow you. Do it, do it, do it, do it. You can do it. Why? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are no employee. You are an employer. You can do it. People have a mindset of poverty because they saw their parents poor. They saw their parents struggle. I tell you, develop a habit for about 60 days. It will change. Change your offering for 60 days. Change your offering, your seed sowing. Do good to somebody. It will change. Casting down every imagination and any high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of Christ. It will change. So you will be married. As for marriage, you will be married. You will see your children. It is not the end. It is not the end. Ruth's marriage did not work. She still pressed on. Orpah could not press on. Ruth could not have children. She still pressed on. Orpah could not press on. Even Naomi became confused. Ruth said, no, not my head, not my blood. I am focusing on this assignment. Colossians chapter 4 verse 17. Paul said to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received and be careful to fulfill it. Yeah. Luke 9, he says, there is no one who has put his hand to the plow and has looked back, not leave the plow. He just looked back. That is fit for the kingdom. I want you to begin to stir up some goodness that is hidden inside you. Oh, you are not going to school now. Oh, you are unemployed now. Oh, this may not be working now. But that has nothing to do with the power that is at work in you. Now unto him who is able to do far more exceedingly, abundantly, than anything you can dream of, you can think of. Your mindset has to change. Begin to pray, begin to pray. Begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray. Begin to pray, begin to pray.